From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. We got quite the show today. Diane Wellhouse, she's the executive director, and Allison Sockheld, she's the marketing coordinator and graphic designer for Nary Milwaukee, are in studio. And as we're talking, and we're going to talk a lot about Nary today, NaryMilwaukee.org. NaryMilwaukee.org is the website that you're going to want to go to. Their phone number is 414-771-4071. Girls, how are you? Diane, how you been?
Hey, I'm good. How about you, Mike?
Good. Good. Allison, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having
me. It's good to see you guys. Thanks for coming in studio. Hey, Diane, I wanted to do this show for a very specific reason. Throughout the years that we've been doing this show, we have kind of quickly in and out talked a little bit about, you know, some of the ways that Nary Milwaukee and at NaryMilwaukee.org, how we help consumers. And we've kind of like taken a minute or two, and I'd say to Bingo, hey, Nary Milwaukee's a great place. What we've never done is taken a show to really kind of dive deep into the things that Nary Milwaukee offers consumers. And later in the show, I want to talk, if it's okay with you, about the reason Nary Milwaukee is so good for contractors. And I know what I say to people, but I'm going to ask you as the executive director, and Allison, you know, you being the marketing coordinator, some of the things that you would talk to potential companies that want to come and join us at Nary Milwaukee. And we'll get to that later in the show. Diane, as a consumer, and you guys kind of live in that Nary Milwaukee bubble, and I talk to consumers all the time who ask me questions. They'll come up and ask me roofing questions. Now, if they really know me, they won't. But the people that just listen to the show, and when they ask me those questions, I tell them, look, here's who I would call, or I'd go to NaryMilwaukee.org. So I'm giving them the correct information. But there's so much on that website for consumers to be able to utilize as your go-to place.
It is. So if you're looking to have any kind of remodeling done, and that's whether that's home improvement, putting an addition on your home, or remodeling a bathroom or kitchen, we have resources to help you. And obviously the biggest resource we offer is local, trusted, and proven contractors, all in the Metro Milwaukee area, available to service your needs. And you can find those remodelers by going to our website. But beyond just finding the right contractor, we can also help you with understanding what should be in your contract. What should you be looking for? If you have questions when you get a contract from a contractor and you don't understand how to read it, call us. We'll help you with that. We have a resource guide that provides all kinds of tips and information about trends that are happening, about finding the right remodeler, things you should be asking, things you should be looking for. We provide all of those additional resources that the consumer can use. We are their trusted resource out there.
And understand that people go to NaryMilwaukee.org first and foremost, and I think you know this, if they're looking for a Nary plumber, they go on the website. It's very easy. You go to, I need a plumber, and there's, you know, 8 or 10 guys that are, you know, companies that pop up. Outside of that, if you spend some time on the website, there's a lot of knowledge there that you can really learn about a lot of different things when it comes to Nary Milwaukee. Not only Nary Milwaukee, but outside, like you said, trends and contracts and all the things that you guys offer to people. And I don't think it's the first thought sometimes, and it should be. It is the first thought when they want to find a contractor.
Sure. A lot of people, you know, their first thought when they want to find a contractor is they're going to ask their friends, their neighbors, and people that they know that have remodeled. And that's not a bad choice. Absolutely. Get a referral from somebody, but then check that referral out. Go and find out if they're a Nary member. And if they're not, maybe you want to raise an eyebrow. Are they a member of any other professional association? And what else can you find about them? So the referral is not a bad thing, but Nary Milwaukee, you know, all of those contractors out there have been vetted by us. All of our members have gone through a process to become a member, that we've already done a lot of that homework for you.
You know, and that's really important. One of the things that, and I don't know if you guys are hearing this more and more, but I am, and it's not because I do the show, because I've been doing the show for a long time, but I hear more and more horror stories recently, the last 6 to 8 months, of, because people are aggressive and wanting to, and right now, you know, it's a good time to be doing things to your home. But I'm hearing some just true horror stories about people that are taking advantage of consumers that would not happen if they were working with a NARE member.
Absolutely. Consumers don't call us and go, theft by contractor. My contractor came, took a check, and I've never heard from him again. Those are not the types of calls we get about our members. It's not the behavior and the ethical practices that we believe in. I'm not saying that every NARE contractor is perfect, that every remodel is going to go perfect. There is no such thing. There's always going to be things that come up, differences of opinion. But that's normal in business. It's a big different story when you're working with a contractor that doesn't belong to any kind of a professional association, takes your check, leaves, and now you can't find them because they've changed their name, their business name, or they were operating underneath a name that was completely fictitious in the first place.
Or they moved out of state,
yes,
which is one of the stories that, yeah, they pop into a state, get their things, and then boom, they're gone. And that was one of the stories. And like I said, the last 6 to 8 months, it's almost been a little bit depressing. And I'm not sure why certain people come to me with this, because I can't, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I could talk about it on the radio a little bit, but it is kind of depressing. Allison, you get a chance to deal with the NARE members on a daily basis. And I know that you're impressed with the people that you work with that are NARE contractors.
Oh, absolutely. One of the coolest things I thought about the organization when I joined was just how ethical everyone is required to be, all the requirements of being a contractor that's involved in our association. You know, I think it's normal these days. We all have used apps maybe or websites and asked our friends and peers for a referral for someone who is able to do a service for us, or we're looking for a service. But you get a different level of contractor when you come to a NARE member.
Yeah, I agree with that. How can you swing a hammer and stuff? Are you good at that?
No.
So,
no,
okay.
That's
so
not my department.
There's two out of the three people in this studio right now that can't, and that,
yes,
would be you and I. Miss Diane here, she's pretty comfortable with that whole thing, and I think that's funny. You and I are like twins when it comes to that. But I try. You know what? I try a few different things, and then I end up calling a NARE member to come and fix it, which isn't the exact way to do this kind of stuff, just so you know. So instead of trying it on your own, just go to naremilwaukee.org and select one. Over the years, and I think people understand, because we've told people enough on this show, but NARE Milwaukee is the biggest NARE organization in the country. And there's a reason for that, Diane. And if somebody asks you, why is there so many members in Milwaukee, what do you tell them? And the second follow-up question to that is, do you get calls from other NARE organizations throughout the country to you saying, how are you doing this and why is this happening?
Yeah, we get that question a lot. How have you gotten so big? Why are you 700 member companies strong? We get that question a lot because some of the other chapters are not quite our size. You know, I kind of say, you know, birds of a feather flock together. Good people hang with good people.
Right.
So when people find out which contractors out there are NARE members, their competition's wondering why they're not getting the phone call and those guys are. It's because they're a NARE member and they know that they've been proven, they've been vetted. Consumers are looking for those contractors they can trust. So we keep growing because people know the name, they know the brand, and they want to be affiliated and associated with that. And they want to take their personal company to a higher level than what it is today.
And you know, this segment is about what NARE Milwaukee does for consumers, and that wraps it right around to why this is so good for consumers to not only go to NAREMilwaukee.org and look for a NARE contractor, but then look around the website and find some different things that you can certainly educate yourself on that you have on that website. But that, again, just goes right back to why it's such a good move for consumers to start with that website. Yes?
Absolutely.
Wow, you're looking at me like, no, there's a question there. But the first question, so you get called a lot from people, and when they ask you how is it that you got so big, and is it ever too big? I don't think so,
no,
right?
No.
So you could go to 1,000.
Oh.
That would be the goal.
Yeah.
And then above that.
Absolutely.
When people call you and say, how did this happen? in the history of Nary Milwaukee, it's been a steady growth. And again, and you think it's birds of a feather fly together. So good people want to hang out with good people. I get this a lot. People say, look, I'm not sure that I want to be in an organization where my competitors are in. And so as a Nary member, if I own a company that is all about roofing, do I want to be next to with other roofers?
Absolutely. And Nary members, you know, once they join and they see what we're about, they understand that it's not necessarily competition, but if we're operating the same, we're both providing great quality. We have a solid contract. And when consumers go and they talk to various Nary members and they see that we are all on the same page and that the non-Nary members not on the same page, this is where that all comes together.
Yeah. And when you say talk to them, and Allison, I'll ask you this. Look, there's a number of ways to talk to Nary members. You can pick up the phone and call them. You can go to the many events that we have throughout the year, and then go in and do a face-to-face with them in an environment that's very non-threatening. And you can stand and have that conversation with three or four roofers that you need to talk to, or three or four plumbers, or guys that are going to redo your basement. And you can get a feel at that point whether this is something that you want to continue and work with that person, because anytime you do a remodel, it's kind of like you're dating for a while.
Oh, absolutely. When you do a remodel on almost any scale, you're inviting that company to be in your home for an extended period of time. I mean, in theory, you could wake up and see the people and go to bed and see the people. You know, this is much more than just they're providing a service. They're really becoming part of your family, especially for some of these larger remodels that take a while. You know, you might have months and months with the same company, and you need to be able to have a conversation with a contractor and be honest. And Nary members do all of those things for you.
What's really interesting, and we get a chance during the shows, the fall show and the spring show, that we get a chance to talk to a lot of consumers. And I've had more people in those shows come up to me and say, hey, I worked with this company, and they were at my house for 3 months, and when it ended, I kind of missed them. Like, they became kind of part of the family. And the one woman said, you know, I invited those guys over for dinner, and I made them dinner because they were so kind of entrenched. They knew my kids' names, and the one guy let my dog out and stuff like that. None of that surprises you.
Not at all, because being a former contractor myself, that feeling goes both ways. You know, because we build the relationship with the consumer. We like working with them. We are so thrilled to have delighted them with the services we've provided, the enjoyment they're getting out of their kitchen. And then all of a sudden, I'm not talking to Mrs. Johnson anymore.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden, one day, it's like a complete unplug and breakup. You know, it just happens. It's not like we're debating about should we break up or not. It just happens because the job is done and we move on to the next customer.
I had this happen last week, in fact. A Nary contractor did some work at my house, and he was the lead in this, and I misdialed. I didn't mean to dial him, so I hung up right away, and he called back in like 20 seconds. He goes, hey, what's going on? I missed your call. I said, you know what? I just misdialed. I was actually trying to reach, you know, the guy next low, and he goes, oh, well, how you been?
Yeah.
Good. So did your son and his wife have the baby? I go, yeah. How's Terry doing? And she's doing great. It was kind of like he knows as much about my family because he was at my house for a long time, and he was directing, and he spent a lot of time with Terry saying, okay, just so you know, here's what's going to happen today. I won't be back until tomorrow at noon. But at noon, this is what's going to happen, and then we're going to get this done, and are you okay with this? And he asked, so what do you do? You work here out of the house. What's your job? And they got to be friends.
Yeah.
So, it was really interesting.
And that's why when we tell consumers when they're looking for contractors, come to the shows, go to the tour of remodeled homes, and actually meet with these people. Because it's not just about, we all know from their websites, they can do great work. You see those beautiful pictures.
Right.
You can see what they do. That's not the carrot. The carrot is the relationship you have with your remodeler. To be able to do what you just described means you had a great relationship with your remodeler, which means most likely your remodel went really well because you understand each other, you have a rapport, there's a level of trust and honesty that's happening there. So you can have the tough conversations because you're quote-unquote like friends, if you will.
Correct. Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, I'm going to turn the script just a little bit, and I want to ask you, Diane, when you get to, if you're at a party, if you're in an elevator, and a guy says, "Look, I run a company, or I own a company, or you know what, I work for a company, and we've talked about joining NARI, and we haven't done it." And there's a number of questions, you know, maybe it's, we think the fee's too high, or there's too many of our category that are NARI members. What do you say to those guys? We're going to find that out on the other side of the break. In studio with me for the entire hour, Diane Wellhouse, she's the executive director, and Allison Salkeld, she's the marketing coordinator and graphic designer for NARI Milwaukee. At any time, NARIMilwaukee.org is a website that you should go to. Phone number for any questions you have for them is 414-771-4071. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
You're listening to the NARI Home Improvement Show with big time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Well, welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Diane Wellhouse. She's the executive director for NARI Milwaukee, and Allison Salkeld. She's the marketing coordinator and graphic designer, again, at NARI Milwaukee. You can give them a call at 414-771-4071, 771-4071, with any questions that you have about the topics that we are going through today. And as always, go to NARIMilwaukee.org. So, Diane, kind of a, I guess, a elevator pitch or a Reader's Digest version of being the executive director for NARI Milwaukee. If you're out at a gathering, if you're someplace and you get into a conversation, somebody says, "So what do you do?" And you tell them what you do, and they say, "You know, I work for a contractor, and we've talked about joining NARI. We don't really belong to any organization, and NARI would be our first choice, but we just don't know if it's worth it." What do you tell them?
Well, I mean, the short answer is by affiliating yourself with the Association of NARI that you're known as trusted and proven. The longer answer of that, there is no elevator speech, because every reason someone joins our association is different. And we ask a deeper question. What is it that your business needs and what are you looking for? Because I don't care what line of work you're in. There's something that you're looking for. There's something that you need. Are you looking for opportunities to network with like-minded people, to discuss shop with people who understand your trials and tribulations? Are you looking for advanced education to take your knowledge and your employees' knowledge to another level? You know, are you looking for ways to market to the consumer? Because our shows are member-only shows. So if you want to get in front of the consumer, you know, we have that avenue for you. Plus, our marketing dollars with you on our coattails just takes your business to a whole nother level. I mean, we're reaching 30 million people every single year through our marketing efforts that you alone probably don't have the resources to do if you're a smaller remodeler.
29 million of those are the people that listen to the show. And what do you do for the other?
That's why we're here.
Allison, Allison, you stop giggling over there, Allison. Okay, maybe not 29 million.
So as you can see, you know, we have ways that we can meet the personal needs of every single business through our association with what we can offer. So it kind of becomes that type of a conversation. Where do you want your business to go? How do you want to elevate it and take it to the next level? And then we can show you how we can help.
Can you, and you've said it a couple of times about the vetting process, mm-hmm. because companies have to understand they don't send in a check and you send them out something they can put on the back of their truck.
Correct.
I mean, there is a process. Can you talk a little bit, and you don't have to go deep into the weeds with this, but what does kind of the vetting process look like for a company that wants to join NARI?
Well, obviously they fill out an application, right, to start with. But then we take that application and we want to make sure that you've been in business for a minimum a year. We want to make sure that you have a stable business, you know how to run and operate your company. Then we're going to look a little bit deeper into the stabilization of your financials. Are you financially sound? Do you have good credit? Do your vendors and suppliers that you work with like working with you? Are you paying them on time? We're going to make sure that's a healthy relationship. And then we're going to make sure that you have a healthy relationship with this community. We're going to call some of your past consumers that you've worked with to say, how was the experience? Do you have a positive referral and recommendation of this contractor? Do you think that they're worthy to become a NARI member? Those are some of the things that we do. And when we get through that whole process, then our board of directors then approves them to become a NARI member.
So you take that seriously.
Oh, yes. If we don't, and these are not just one referrals. I mean, we need 3 and 4 financial credit references. We need 3 and 4 consumer references. You know, we're doing the background check. We're checking them out to make sure that we can honestly say, as we always do, that this member is local, proven, and trusted.
And for the guys that are listening, the companies that might be listening to this, that would scare off, you probably don't want anyway.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
If they go, hold on, I don't want them looking at all. They don't need to be seeing all that stuff. Well, you know what? Then it's probably not a good fit to be a NARI member then.
Because you should have nothing to hide.
Right.
I mean, if you have great credit and you have good, you know, financial background and history with your suppliers and your vendors and your banks, and you've got good customer reviews, what do you have to hide?
Yeah, that's a really good point. A really good point. Allison, do you guys do things? Do you open the door and have kind of like open houses for companies that might want to come in and learn more about NARI? Do you do that on an individual basis, or do you do that where you invite people in all at once?
Well, every month we offer something called an After 5, which is a networking event that's free to members, and people who are interested in joining the organization can let us know and we can invite them to come along to After 5s. So an After 5 happens once a month. It's about 2 hours, and you can come to one of our member businesses. There's food, there's drinks, and there's usually about 100 people there, 100 different NARI members that you can kind of interface with, and you can talk to different people about what their experiences with NARI have been. You can meet some really interesting other contractors, associate members, like we have marketing companies, we have lawyers, accountants. You don't have to necessarily just be a remodeling contractor
right.
to be a part of our organization.
You and I had fun at one of those.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I just walked around and started talking to people I didn't know to see if they wanted to come on the show. And I think we got some decent leads from that. I need to do a better job closing a few of those guys. You know, they all said yes. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's a nervousness, and it surprises me, on coming on the radio. And a couple of those guys would be great. The guys that we talked to, you and I, where they were like, I don't think I want to go on the radio. Well, you know what? Can I talk to you for an hour about your company?
Sure.
And they're like, yeah, well, that's all we're doing. But you have a headset on me and there's a microphone and people are listening. And I said, yeah, but it's just the same conversation. And so we'll follow up with the people. But that was really fun. You and I just walking around talking to people. And I think those After 5s are really, they're fun. They're relaxing. You know, it's a relaxed kind of atmosphere. There's good food. You know, there's ice cold water, maybe a little wine going on, depending on which one you're at. But I think it's a really good opportunity for people to learn more about NARI. Go ahead.
Well, Diane, you get to ask other contractors why they're members of NARI. So instead of just listening to a staff member that's going to tell you all the things that are there, you get to have a real conversation with an actual member to find out what are the features and how is it benefiting them and what are they taking advantage of and how has it helped their business? How has it helped their marketing? You can have that one-on-one conversation with as many people as you want. And if you still need more information, by all means, give us a call. I'd be happy to talk with you on the phone, meet you for coffee, come to the office. Let's talk about your business and what NARI can do for you.
Do you get many NARI members? And look, there's 700 members, and I see some different people at some of the events that I go to, but I see the same. Does it get discouraging to you, Diane, that not everybody gets fully engaged in some of the events and some of the things that we do?
But that's the beauty of our association. Everybody takes advantage of what they need and what they want out of the association. So if networking is your thing, you're going to see probably that same group of people that are coming to those events to network, to build relationships, to find contacts. If you're looking to get your product and service in front of consumers, you're probably going to see a lot of the same contractors in our show spring and fall, you know, over and over. If you want educational classes, we're going to see the same people signing up for the educational opportunities that we have. So I don't, because I know that I am servicing and our staff is providing what is needed per remodeler, because
right.
that's where we see them. Do I expect 700 people to show up at one particular event? You know what, Mike? I would love it. I would love to have one representative come to our quarterly business meeting and fill the hall with 700 members. Do I know that that's unrealistic? Yeah, because most of them are going to say, I want this or I want that, and I'm only going to take advantage of what it is that meets my needs.
That's a really good point, because look, I go to the bags tournament.
Yeah.
I go to the golf event. I work the shows, and I see a lot of people at the shows that I never see at anything else.
Yep.
And do you know, I would tell them, if they're listening to this, if they don't feel like they need those networking events, go to one.
They do.
Go to one, and you're going to walk away going, okay, that was more fun, and I met more people, and you know what? All of a sudden, playing golf on Friday with this guy or Saturday, because they don't golf during the during the work week, and I'm doing this, and one guy gave me a lead on a job that he might need my. I just think to try each of these. To put your toe in the water and get involved with these. And you don't have to run for president. You don't have to get on the boards if you don't want to. But try the networking things and get out of your comfort zone a little bit. If you like to play golf and never play in the golf event, come help us raise money for the foundation, which is a wonderful foundation. We're going to talk about that later in the show, by the way. I'm a big fan of that foundation. And I want to get up on the mountaintop and yell all the great things that they do. And I may do that. I don't know if I'll yell. Certainly not getting up on any mountaintop without taking a break halfway up. But I just think it's important that they try some of the things that maybe they haven't tried before. And I think they would learn that these are really good events.
Well, you know, they're good events because networking is not necessarily about what's in it just for me. It's about what's in it for the people around me as well. Networking has multiple pluses to it, because if I'm a longtime member of NARI, maybe I'm even working on passing my business on or giving it to another generation, I have a lot to offer to other people.
A ton.
Each one of us at some point in time in our career has met someone that's been influential to our business because we met them at some sort of a event that was related to the type of work that I'm in, and they mentored me, they gave me one piece of advice. I think our senior veteran members should be coming to our events, because that next young remodeler is standing in that room looking for that one influencer in their life, and it just might be you.
Bang, that's a mic drop. We're going to just start playing music from here on out. How do I follow up on that? That's awesome. That's why she's the executive director. She's Diane Wellhouse, NARI Milwaukee, alongside Allison Salkeld. She's the marketing coordinator, graphic design with NARI Milwaukee. Hey, Allison, is the marketing coordinator, can you talk a little bit about, and we just have a couple minutes in this segment, what the marketing coordinator for NARI Milwaukee does?
Sure. I am responsible for communicating some of the value that we have as an association to our members. So I'm communicating via email, I'm communicating in print, I'm doing all different kinds of touch points, if you will, to the membership to try to just get them to be engaged, to get them to take advantage of these different facets that they have of their membership. You know, we have a lot of businesses that have been with NARI for over 10 years, over 50% of our total membership has been with NARI for a long time. And then we have some members who have been with us for a much shorter period of time. And, you know, the businesses that have been with us for a short period of time might have different needs. Those could be businesses that are really starting out or in their early growth mode. And that's where they can take advantage of some of our educational opportunities. And then the businesses that have been with us for a longer time, maybe they're more established. They're looking for more networking. They're looking to maintain and grow their business, or perhaps they're looking for something else. But NARI offers so many different things to its members.
You know, you forgot about the most important thing you do on a week-to-week basis.
Which is the radio show. Of course it is.
As I pointed this way.
Yes.
And you know what? Thank you for your help. I really appreciate the help that you give to me. And, you know, you communicate extremely well. You know, letting me know who's coming, you know, when they're coming and that kind of stuff. So thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation with Diane Wellhouse. She's executive director, and Allison Salkeld, she's the marketing coordinator and graphic designer at NARI Milwaukee. Go to NARI Milwaukee. sportsradio105.org. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Well, welcome back to Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. You know, people often wonder what we talk about during the break. Well, you're not going to find out this time. That's for sure. My special in-studio guest, Diane Wellhouse. She's the executive director for Nary Milwaukee. And Allison Salkeld. She's the marketing coordinator and graphic designer. And we've talked a lot about some of the great benefits, not only for consumers, but for Nary members and for companies, contractors that are thinking about becoming Nary members. One of the things that you guys believe in a lot at Nary Milwaukee, and we talk about it every once in a while, especially with bingo, but to further your education within the contracting field is something that you guys offer and do a great job of communicating to people that they can get involved in some of the classes you guys offer.
Yeah, education, you know, it's a lifelong thing for anybody in any discipline. And we offer a number of ways that you can take advantage of that. We have this program called Nary Tech. Basically, exactly what it says is technical classes that we offer throughout the entire year. There's about two per month. And they are anything from learning how to use Excel, learning how to use Outlook better to make you more efficient, learning your QuickBooks better. We have marketing specialists that come in and teach you how to market your business and the best ways for you to reach the consumer. And then we also have a big education day in November every year. We call it the Remodeler and Supplier Expo. And that's a full day of education where we bring in nationally known speakers to talk about the remodeling business, plus local folks that specialize in various areas. We have tracks of business development. We do marketing. And then we actually do a field track as well where those guys that are out in the field can learn the best practices of installing a window, best practices of installing siding, or how to do great tile jobs inside of a bathroom or in a kitchen floor. So we have all of that that happens in one day. Plus, we have the expo where the remodelers can meet people that provide services to their businesses. So you can have attorneys might be there, or t-shirt, you know, promotional people might be there, or software developers might be there. All kinds of different types of people you can meet that can enhance your business.
Boy, that's great. And that's every year in November. Allison, we had talked near the end of last segment about some of the consumer opportunities for people with in and around the Nary family. There's a couple that you want to talk about?
Absolutely. So we have a variety of different ways that you as a consumer can interact with our remodelers in person. So after you've gone to NaryMilwaukee.org and you've looked at the list of contractors and you've kind of figured out what you might be interested in looking for, you can come to either one of our shows. We have a show in fall that's in October, and we have a show in spring that's in February. And those are great places to meet a whole bunch of contractors all at one time. You can walk around and meet and greet and kind of get a better feel for them individually. We also offer a really cool event that's in May of every year. It's called the Tour of Remodeled Homes. Now, if you want to, as a consumer, you really want to get in and see what a remodeler has to offer, the tour offers you the ability to walk into someone's home, a member of the community, just a regular old person who has had work done by a Nary member. You can come to their house, you can meet the remodeler that did the work, and you can actually see and interact in the space. It's a really cool event. It's unlike anything I've ever been to myself. And there's a whole bunch of different opportunities you have as a consumer to interact with Nary members.
You know, that one for me, that Tour Remodel Home is one of my favorites. And I think it's because when you go to the shows, it's wonderful. You get to see pictures and you get to see a video maybe, and you get to talk to the guys one-on-one. But when you go into that home, mm-hmm. and you're able to, and sometimes the homeowner stays and they'll answer questions. And I remember one that Terry and I went to, and the homeowner said, "Hey, I got to show you something." Took me down into the basement, and she said, "You see those doors?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "You know, we're about to throw those away. And let me show you what happened to one of the doors," and came up, and they made a beautiful table out of the door. And she said, look, we thought this was just junk. And we couldn't figure out what kind of table to put in this little niche area where our kids like to sit and have breakfast. And he came downstairs and said, hey, can I have one of those? And I said, yeah. She goes, now I don't even want to throw away the other two because maybe they're not garbage. Maybe that I can use them for something. And my husband keeps saying, can we just throw those away? And I'm saying no, because somebody who's creative might come and help me with this. The Tour of Remodel Homes is one of your favorite events as well.
Absolutely, because there's, as Allison was saying, there's nothing better than to experience the real thing. Pictures are one thing, but to walk into a home and see the quality and the craftsmanship and to understand what was done in the space. The hardest thing for most homeowners is the ability to visualize what the remodeler is telling them can be done to their home. So going into a space, seeing a before picture and having that remodeler say, right where you're standing was this wall. And they can show you on the design page that they sure. have there. Here was the wall. You're standing right here. It is now gone. And look at how we opened up this space. Or perhaps we added a wall. Or we rearranged the entire layout of the kitchen. And now you can see a before and the reality of what's there. And it starts to spark that creativity of a homeowner saying, oh, what can be done in my space? Look at what they were able to do in this space, how they completely transformed it, and what can be done in my space.
Yeah, I agree. And Allison, I have to tell you something, that the longer that you work here, you're not going to be able to go to like a friend's housewarming party. And you're not going to be able, because you know what? I'm sure Diane doesn't.
Oh, terrible.
It's horrible. It's like me watching a basketball game. I've been a basketball coach for so long. I watch off the ball and I take notes when they run out of bounds plays. I'm a horrible person to watch a basketball game with. To go to a housewarming party with some of the Nary members, they sit and they go, oh, what were they thinking here? And boy, maybe, you know what? That looks great, but I would have changed this and I would have adapted this. And maybe they should have moved this wall just a little bit further. And that's going to happen to you, just so you know.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
Oh. And it's bad. I mean, like, I just do it driving down the street. I mean, coming to the studio, you know, I see houses and I'm like, why would they have done that? You know, or yes, you see everything, you know, you see how everything's put together. You look at the miter joints, you know, you look at things that the average person is like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, have no idea.
Yeah, we see all kinds of fun stuff.
When you were in that, and I'm sure, because, look, don't take offense to this, you're kind of the mama bear, right? Around the whole Nary thing. And so you are very proud of the work that everybody does. When you were in that, when you were in that field, how proud of each of these jobs were you? Because, again, I grew up, my father's a bricklayer and a mason, and that's what he was. He wasn't proud of his kids. He was proud of these buildings he built. And he would put us in the back of the car and drive downtown Milwaukee and say, hey, I built that. I was on the top of that when it was 20 below, but it didn't matter because they needed that done. And that's what we did. And he was so proud of that. And I'm wondering, when you did that line of work, I mean, the same feeling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You see the finished product and, you know, you yourself see it and know it's great. But the delight in that consumer's face with what you just transformed their space and how they are now functioning better as a family or enjoying a new area of their home is just so gratifying. It's amazing. It's which is why we talk a lot about, you know, people talk about, you know, getting into the trades. People don't really understand that it is not only a financially rewarding career, it is a personally satisfying career because we are delighting consumers every single day by improving the functionality and the enjoyment and the use of their homes.
Well, I'll tell you know what a segue in my business is?
Yep.
It's a wonderful segue because we're going to go to a break. And the last segment, I want to talk about that part, about, you know, I think we're starting to get better with younger kids and high school age kids. It's starting to turn a little bit, but it's nowhere near what it has to be. And we're going to talk about how we as adults can motivate kids and let them know that the opportunities are really there for them to start. If they don't feel like they want to go to a two-year, four-year college, if that's not for them and they want to get on with their life when they finish high school, there's some great opportunities for them. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. In studio with me for the entire hour, Allison Salkeld. She is the marketing coordinator and graphic designer. And Diane Wellhouse, she's the executive director for Milwaukee Nary, Nary Milwaukee. Said it only one time. Go to narymilwaukee.org for more information. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Allison Saukeld. She is the marketing coordinator at Nary Milwaukee, and Diane Wellhouse, the executive director for Nary Milwaukee. NaryMilwaukee.org is the website, and I would highly recommend that you go there for a number of reasons, as we talked about on this show, or give them a call at 414-771-4071. Hey, Diane, we just got a few minutes in this segment, and you had kind of teed this up for me at the end of last segment. Do you feel it's starting to turn, that we're starting to get younger people, high school age kids, that are interested in coming into the trades?
Yeah, there is. A lot more of these types of programs are being developed inside of our schools all across the area and actually across the state. I sit on a lot of different groups and associations that are working hard to get programs to bring trades back into the school system to be taught. So it's happening. And we're seeing through some of the events that we run, we partner with Skills USA in the state to put on competitions and things in which students get to show off their trade skills in building small structures and things. So it's definitely turning, and a lot more people are getting more interested because, you know, not everybody's going to be the marketing guru. Not everybody's going to be the radio host. Not everybody's going to be the professional athlete. There's a lot of jobs out there that for many years have been overlooked in manufacturing, in construction, and other more hands-on type of experiences that aren't getting filled. And those jobs are needed in today's society.
You know, when I talk, and we talk about this a lot on Saturday mornings with Nary members, and, you know, they will say things as basic as this: if I can find young people that have interest and will show up on time and work, we will train them. And if they show up and they'll be a laborer for 6, 8, 12 months, and then they want to learn more about how to be a carpenter or how to be an electrician, how to be a plumber, they show us for that first year that they're going to show up and work, we're all for that. We will then train them in the field that they want to be. And when their buddies 4 and 5 and 6 years later are getting out of school and they're just starting to pay back those student loans, these guys are buying their first house.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Big difference.
Big difference. And I'm happy to hear that you, as the executive director of Nary Milwaukee, can kind of feel that pendulum starting to switch, starting to turn just a little bit. And I think we're doing a better job of letting kids know and doing a better job of asking administrators to consider this. It was a few years ago that they would take, you know, the top 50% and say, you got to go to a four-year school. They would take the next 40% and go to a two-year school, and then, you know what, then attempt to get into that four-year school. Then they take the next 5% and say, you should go into the military. And then that next 5% and say, hey, this might be an option for you. Well, you know what, I want them to offer this to the top 50%.
Right.
You know what? That's where we need to be. They need to say, look, you can go to this four-year school, and you might be great at this. But boy, this is waiting for you. And the education that you want, this you're going to have to continue your education to be successful in this field as well.
Right, absolutely. Because, I mean, the opportunities inside the trades range from, yes, the general laborer that assists with the senior carpenters. But there's also, I mean, take Allison. You know, has a marketing degree, is a marketing professional. I bet you any money if we ask her right now when she went for that degree, would you be working in the remodeling industry? And she technically is today.
Right.
So people don't necessarily realize that the remodeling industry not only encompasses the folks that physically build the houses, the plumbers, the electricians, and the carpenters, but we also have a lot of jobs in accounting, marketing.
Very many.
And business owners, you know, they may have went from being a laborer up to now they're running and owning, and they're entrepreneurs of their own businesses.
And it's interesting, each Saturday when you talk to some of these guys like John Namey, and you talk to guys like Randy Miller and Jason from J&J Contractors, you know, this wasn't always what they were going to do.
Right.
You know what? They took different paths into this, but this is where they are now. And when you look at the companies I just mentioned, these are top-notch companies, mm-hmm. on guys that thought, well, you know what? Maybe I'm going to take a different path. and then come back. Michael Grossman, same thing. You know what? He's now taken over that company, and he said, look, if you asked me that 6 or 7 years ago, no way. No way. And now I'm so excited and so pleased. And you know, we're going to keep this company and the family, and I'm going to do a good job doing it. But he needs, you know, they all need people in this outside of just the guy swinging the hammer. And I think that's really important. Hey, this has been a really interesting show. And I can't thank you enough for coming in, Diane. Allison, I appreciate the hard work that you do for me on this show and us working together to get, you know, NERI contractors to come on this show. If you've not been on the show and you have interest in coming on as a guest, or if you've been on it, it's time to come on back. You give Allison a call at 414-771-4071. 771-4071, and come and sit in studio with me. And trust me, we will highlight, promote, and celebrate what you're doing as a NERI contractor and how proud you are of the work that you're doing within this community. Guys, thank you again. NERIMilwaukee.org. And not just to find a contractor, a lot more than that.
Absolutely. We have all kinds of resources to help the consumer find not only the best contractor for the remodel, but how to ask the right questions, how to vet them out, and other things on trends. We've got resources for you for everything you're looking for.
I wish we had more time, because the NERI Foundation, I wanted to talk more about. We've run out of time, but I'm so proud of the work that they do and the things that they give back to the community. Big reason that I come out just about every year to that golf outing is because of the work that the NERI Foundation. So if you guys are listening, thank you so much for the work. Allison, thanks for your time today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Diane Wellhouse, Executive Director, and Allison Salkeld. I got it right each and every time. She is the Marketing Coordinator for NERI Milwaukee. This is the NERI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.